All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our bi-monthly coordinator and instructor support teleconference. Today is November 15th, 2016. Rolling real quickly up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, so I hope everyone is getting geared up for that. I'm getting there. All right, let's go ahead and get started with our call today. Thank you so much for being here. We've got Carol Commator on the line as well. I want to open the call up anytime. Feel free to chime in. Those who have questions or comments, feel free to ask your questions and make your comments at any time. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. First thing on our agenda is I'd like to welcome our new coordinators. We've got several new coordinators that have joined our team lately, and I'm super excited. We've got a variety, and forgive me, I don't know the exact the last time that I welcomed everybody, but we do have new coordinators. And as a result, our photos and bios on our coordinator page on the HTA website have been updated to reflect that. So I would like all of you to please go on to the HTA website and click on, let me make sure that I give you the exact information, so to direct you to the right place. Okay, so go to healingtouchforanimals.com, go to our team, and then when you hover over that, then there'll be a drop down. I'd like you to go to the coordinators tab. And in this tab, I'd like you to look at everybody and see who's on the team and send them an email, give them a call, introduce yourself. Also, check your bios. If there's anything that's changed or needs to be updated, let us know. If there's a new picture that you'd like to have, now would be the time to do that. Let us know. But take a look. It's an impressive list of all of you amazing, amazing voices. So, okay. So definitely do that. Also, I'd like for you to go back to the course schedule and click on that course schedule and verify your course information. So make sure that you've got the right dates in there, that we haven't messed up any dates. There's a lot of classes next year, so you know, there's potential for some errors. So just double check. We've double, triple checked, but it's also good to have another set of eyes. So please go on that course schedule and take a look and make sure that all the links work to the right link and registration information looks accurate. Also, I want to bring your attention to one thing on this page, the course schedule. If you go to the class that you're coordinating and you click on register, it will bring up the class that you're coordinating, and I'd like you to just pay attention to in that description, that first description, it tells you when the early bird price expires. So that's another great date that you should probably have in your calendar with reminders, however it works for you and the way that you organize things. But to have that date kind of imprinted in your brain so that you know when the early bird price expires. Really, 6 weeks before that date is kind of the full court press time, because most people do like to, you know, kind of wait until that last minute. So that's the time that you really want to start marketing heavily for those classes. So keep that in mind. Okay. And the other thing on this page that I want to remind you of is at the very bottom of the page, there's the course details. And we have the locations listed here along with your contact information and instructor information. So make sure that all of that information is correct. We do get a lot of phone calls and emails about where class locations are. So as I've said before, please, please, please send in your facility location records as soon as you can. Keep in mind that if you don't have the entire 3 days set up yet or confirmed yet, send in what you have. So that information is populated on our website. We do all of that on this end, but it's real important to our students to know where these classes are. So keep that in mind. If you have questions on the facility location record or and, of course, when you have questions on facilities or anything like that, don't hesitate to reach out to me, and we can work through that. Okay. Any questions on website, photos, bios, facility location records, any of that? Okay. Awesome. Cool. Okay, so next thing, while we're talking about the facility location record, if you have those secure, love to have those sooner than later. We are going to be running a promotion, which I'll talk about in just a minute, and I'd really, really, really like to have as much information on our website as possible. So So please send those in. Even if they're not fully complete, send in what you have. Okay. And that document is on the Coordinator Support Center page.
Okay. Drea, this is Kimmy. Is that different than the one that we actually get signed by the facilities?
Yes. The facility location record is just a document that tells us from the, you know, from an inner office perspective, where the class is going to be, what the facility fees are going to be, who our contact is, mailing address, if there's a different mailing address than where the actual facility is, that we've had that many times. That's the document that I'm looking for. So that's the FLR, Facility Location Record. The facility contract is a different document. So, yes, Kimmy, different. And that kind of breaks down the class for the facility, so they know that we want the facility from this time to this time and that, you know, we'll leave it in the same or better condition than we received it, you know, et cetera.
Okay, yeah, perfect. I mean, I can get that in quickly. I just, the signature piece, I just got to coordinate with the facility owner. So
I think know what, that's fine. If you don't have the signature at this moment, I know everybody's busy. That's kind of the rule of thumb anymore, but if you've got a verbal or you know anything in email that you feel confident that yes, this facility is a go, I don't have any questions, then go ahead, send that facility location record and we'll look for the details later. No problem. Good? Cool. Okay.
Did we lose Kimmy?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, HTA's office hours. So our office will be closed November 18th through the 28th and December 22nd through January 2nd, 2017. That does not mean that you guys will not be supported during that time. You can always reach out to me, email, text, phone, whatever works conveniently for you. We can absolutely do that at any time. So don't feel that, you know, that everything's shut down. The other thing is that emails will be checked during that closed time of the holidays, but it just will be sporadic. So keep that in mind. One thing that will always be on is are forwards. So any registration that comes in during the holidays, during those times that we're closed, you will still get automatic emails delivered to you. So just know that. But, again, feel free anytime if you've got questions. Just give me a ring. Okay? Okay. Okay. Any questions so far? Nope. Okay. Okay, so our holiday promotion, we get this, we get questions about this every year. We've done a promotion for the holidays for several years in a row now, and this year is no exception, I'm excited to say. This year is, the promotion is on December 7th, and once again, it will be a 24-hour promotion. It is for $50 off all full course tuition. So what that means is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday registration. This has been a huge, there's been huge response for this in the years, so in the years past. So I'd love to keep that tradition. The theme is Holiday Fun Day, so it's an all-day promotion. Again, 24 hours. We will also be driplining free tuition. There'll be free products and oils and treatment with Carol. So lots of fun, free things, hence the name Holiday Fun Day. So that's December 7th. We will be making public, making this information public officially, I believe, on the 27th or the 28th of November. So look for that. You will also be able to share and, you know, use any of our graphics to forward on to those who will be interested in the promotion. Now would be a really good time for you to reach out to people who have expressed interest. You can certainly put a bug in their ear that says, yep, they're going to do this promotion on December 7th. Don't have a problem with that information being leaked out there. So keep that in mind. But right now, especially before everybody kind of gets into that holiday groove of Thanksgiving and all the wonderful opportunity to be grateful and be with family that week presents, and then kind of that holiday frenzy of, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday and get in on the deals, all that good stuff. So that kind of gets crazy there the next few weeks. So this week and even the first part of next week could be a great time for you to reach out to those people and let them know about this promotion. Now, keep in mind that all of our students who are in our database will get the information. What has, you know, what may be problematic would be if they have our email set up to go into their promotions tab or, you know, junk mail or things like that, and then they may not see the information. So phone calls and individual emails, absolutely important. Obviously, this is a great opportunity to fill level one classes, which is why a big push was to get our classes up on the website and, you know, have those classes ready for people to register. So because of this promotion, we do get a lot of level one students, and it's a great opportunity for them to get in and learn this work at, you know, at a lesser price than the full price.
Is this any is this also available for folks that want to repeat? I mean, I got some requests for in our level two class. It would be great if they could get more hands-on, and I told them half price if you repeat the class. I was just wondering if this was available for those folks as well.
You know, no, this particular promotion is $50 off full course tuition and their first time coming. So it's not available for students who repeat the class. Not this one.
Toya, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. I see what you guys are doing, but do you think that there's any, have we talked about the validity of at least putting that out there prior to Black Friday? I mean, a lot of people are doing their shopping then if, you know, people wanted to say, hey, don't shop for me, but instead this is what I'd like and there's going to be a promotion on this. I don't know. It's just a thought of announcing it a little earlier or at least pickling it out there somehow.
Sure. You know, we can certainly run that by, and see how else we can lay that out. In the past, we've done a Black Friday event and we've done a Cyber Monday event. And, first of all, just going on that theme was difficult because of our team in Europe. And they don't have that same, well, and Canada classes, so in Canadian classes. So they don't do the whole Black Friday, Cyber Monday thing. So that created a little bit of question. But I do like the idea of maybe of pushing it out there before the Black Friday, so at least they'll know about the promotion. I think that's a great idea, Kate. Yeah, good idea. Okay.
Well, and it also goes back to, I'm getting together with family over the Thanksgiving holidays in the U.S., and I might be able to plant that seed in my, you know, in my family's ear that, you know, I'd like this for my holiday spending. And the 7th, you can get that for me for my holiday present, and I'd be so happy.
Okay. Love it. Like a little spoiler alert. I love it. Good call. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, you
Definitely.
Guys. That's a good idea.
Yep.
All the way around, yeah.
Definitely. Okay, good. Any other thoughts, ideas on this promotion? Nope. Okay. Well, if things come to you after our call, certainly let me know. But I do like that. We'll definitely let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, before before the big deals start coming out. I know as of November 1st, I've already been getting magazines and catalogs and emails and, you know, all of those things. So let the game
Well, and I also just out. I also think that the whole opportunity to be grateful and thankful and all those kinds of things with our North America Thanksgiving, I mean, that just gives lots of fodder for us to use in our marketing. So good
Definitely.
Idea.
Yes. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Canada's Thanksgiving is in
October.
Yeah, so it's really just the U.S., but I agree with you.
Carol and Drea, this is Mary Beth.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm playing with my phone. I want to make sure I unmuted it. The person that was asking that they had people that wanted to repeat, I don't know who that was, and I don't know whether they're new or not, but they can point out to those people that the repeat price is significantly lower
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yeah, she has promoted half
okay.
price. So.
All right, great.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Good point. Thank you. Okay. Okay, well, I'm super excited about it. Holiday Fun Day is fun. And so keep your eyes, ears, phone, emails, texts, all that good stuff open that day. And if things arise, we are here. And even after hours, before the office opens and after the office opens, you know how to reach me. So if anything comes up, you just let me know. Okay. All right. Let's see. Year-end inventory. Kristen is going to be sending out an Excel spreadsheet. It's super easy. If you can please go through your coordinator box and just give us the final totals on your inventory. She should be sending that in the next day or so, and we'd really like to have that by December 1st so that we have a good idea of what inventory we have out there, what we have, you know, in stock here, and where those gaps may fall, so we're prepared after, you know, the first of the year to go order whatever we need to order or have in place, so we're ready for 2016. Yeah, Lord. Okay, so if you can please get that back to us as soon as you can, even if you did just send one back with, you know, a class that was a couple of months ago, if you can please just fill that in and get that back to us, we'd really appreciate it. Okay, 2017 classes, I kind of went over that. They are all on the website, and please double check for accuracy, and if there's anything that doesn't match up, let me know, and I will get it to the right person here, and we will make those changes accordingly. All right, 2017 marketing materials and database. I'd like to get your database information to you within this next few days so you have that information to promote the all-day, fun-day holiday promotion on December 7th. Marketing materials will come to you before Christmas, and that's your marketing cards, labels, posters, anything like that. So if there's anything that you feel is necessary that is not in that year-end inventory Excel spreadsheet or that's typically sent for marketing materials, let me know. I want to make sure that, again, first of the year, everybody's armed and ready to go and prepared for next year. Okay, website updates. Super-duper excited about this. We have officially approved a new look and feel to our HTA website. We expect to have it up and running by the first of the year, or sooner, but definitely by the first. It's so pretty and clean and easy to maneuver and find what you're looking for. It's gorgeous. So, really, really, really excited about that. So we'll keep you up to date on that and how that unfolds. So again, now would be the time if you want to change your photo, bio, testimonial, any of that. Now would be the time to do that. So we have current content to upload into our new site. So I'm excited about that. There'll be new text, testimonials, stories, all kinds of things on the new website. And so super, super excited about that. Let's see. Any questions so far? Comments? Okay. Okay. Then the last thing that I have on my agenda is the online training update. And I want you to know that we have filmed the entire level one class, and it was an amazing 3 days here in Colorado. The filming itself was three very long days, and we had some just amazing practitioners to help support us. Mary Ellen, our Denver coordinator, was here to help us with our canine for the small animal class, and it was just, we had incredible weather, just a beautiful team of people to pull it all together. So I'm really excited about how that unfolds. We have not seen the first cut of film yet, but expect to within the next week or so. And then we'll be able to make edits and move forward into the online production. So it's it's wild. It's exciting. It's a completely new world, but at the same time, I know one of the questions that's come up was how to maintain the energy and the energetic piece of it, and I really feel confident that this is going to be a really beautiful piece that definitely captures that energetic component. So that's where we are with that. And that's
Dea. Here is Harrietta. I have a question about it.
Yes. Hello. Hi, ladies.
Hi. So, is it possible, because this level one online course, when it's ready to roll, we are facing as instructors at one time that we have a level two class with people who did the hands-on level one and people who did the online course level one. So there, I expect there will be a difference in understanding. So I was wondering, can we as instructors have some kind of preview about the online level one course?
Well, how about if you get the course so you can read it, look at it? That's what we're planning on doing, is giving all our instructors the course so they can see what we're doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you of course.
Okay.
Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah, because, well, you know, then we have some idea what to expect because we have helped.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I know that there's probably going to be a little bit of a, you know, just because people have not been in the class physically, that there will be a little bit of getting used to things, just like in our level twos now instead of the level ones. And so, but you know how quickly people adapt. So I really don't think it will be a big deal. It may be just a little adjustment for all of us who teach. So, and the coordinators to help support the new physical students coming in. So we're just trying to get, you know, appease the people that are emailing us. Every week we get emails about online course. You are so far away from me. I'm in a different country. Can I take this class? How can I bring you to so-and-so? And it's like, it's not feasible to do that, and that's why we're doing this. And again, I feel like it's an awesome way that we can get our numbers actually raised in the upper level classes. And people will, I talked to someone week before last who called, and she wanted to know about the course, period. And I told her that there was going to be an online course. And she said that she would rather not do that. So she's traveling quite a distance to come to a course next year. And yet I still offered her the online course. So there's lots of people that don't want to do that. And those that do, I feel like that we will give them good enough instruction that they'll be able to be right in step when they enter level two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've also heard students who are unable to take a class because they have so many animals and they're not at that committed piece where it's like, oh, my gosh, I have to do this, and that they'd, you know, go to great lengths to be in class. Well, there's definitely students who do that, but there are some students who just, they don't, I guess the best way to say it is they don't know what they're missing. And so with this online class, they will get that first, that big initial, you know, level one training, and I know that they will also come around and go, yeah, I will absolutely find, you know, ways to come to the next level too. So
have you guys thought specifics around pricing for the online versus the cost for showing up?
We have, but I don't have concrete final numbers on that. So, but as soon as we do, I'll absolutely let you know.
Soraya, this is Kate.
Yes.
I would just add that maybe it might be, it doesn't have to be for this conversation, but I think it'd be a great idea for the instructors that we have a good sense of, having a discussion around how we are going to deal with that in class with the two groups.
Yeah.
And once we get to level two. Yeah.
I think I told you, and I know I talked to two other instructors last week and suggested that we have an instructor teleconference just to bring you guys all up to snuff, and then everybody will know by the time that we launch level one. We're traveling on uncharted territory as well, and so things are falling into place. I'm really amazed at how they are falling into place. It's kind of like when I developed level one healing touch for animals, that everything showed up as it was needed. And so to me, it's telling me that the energy is supporting what is going on, and the changes that are made, and change is difficult. and I'm the first one to not like it. So I'm doing my best to, stay in the flow of things and recognize that the energy will take care of us if it's appropriate, and if it's not, then it won't work, and we'll have to regroup or do something differently. But right now, the level one has come together. In the filming, it was hard. It was not an easy thing just because it wasn't done in the flow of our regular class. But yet, by the third day, I recognize how the photographers and the sound guy and how the producer was going to put it all together. So I think it's going to be great. We're going to have little, also in the online course, we're going to have bonuses that will talk about some of the stories. Or things that we did not cover on film. So it'll be an added thing, and I think it's going to be lovely the way that it's going to be presented to everybody. Very professional, very user friendly, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and clean,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the bonus material, I guess, is what Carol's referencing, which I love, because it's those stories, it's those opportunities for aha moments, before when it's just in the dialogue of the conversation. So
yeah,
I'm really excited.
When it's normally
about that.
In our
classroom,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. And if there's an aha moment that set you off, or that you've heard of, and it doesn't have to be a lengthy story, but I'd love for you to send me a quick email. So, if you're like, oh man, every time I'm in level one, I think of this, or, whatever your feedback is, we absolutely welcome it.
And that goes for the coordinators too. So we'd love to have your little stories.
Of course. Yeah.
Today we are launching on the front page of the website Anna France and her testimony about what it means to be a HTA practitioner. She was here last week with her husband on business, and so we kidnapped her for an afternoon and mm-hmm. took her to a little park where they have buffalo herd that's real close, called Daniels Park. And so I sat her on a rock and asked her to tell me what it meant to be a HTA practitioner. And you can hear our Colorado wind in the microphone a little bit, but she was lovely and very articulate in promoting our work. And so I encourage all of you to keep an eye out for that. It should be on the website sometime today. or tomorrow's at the latest. So,
it's a great video.
Yeah. So, so that's kind of what we're looking for, short and sweet, and something that touched your hearts. So,
and it doesn't have to be in a video format. You can just send it it to me, and then we can get it on video if there was something that was said in a classroom that an instructor said that really just moved you, or that you heard, you know, anything, we're open to your feedback.
Mm-hmm. And that goes for the HTA instructors as well, just a hint. Because I know you have, all of you have your great stories, so, and the coordinators too, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for helping us.
All right.
Okay.
Anything
also, the Energetics of Fear, we're going to be launching a new Energetics, or not Energetics of Fear, sorry, the Energetics of series. We're going to have a new one that's coming out probably the end of this week or first part of next week, and filming that this afternoon after we're finished with this call, and looking forward to sharing some more Energetics of, so we can talk help people understand the how we come together for caring for our animals and for ourselves and for other people. So I hope that you enjoy it. And it's about the energetics of motion and meditation of motion. And it started out to be a 15-minute little video online, and I turned it into an energetics of. So hopefully it's going to be very helpful to in the educational piece of energy medicine.
Yeah.
So we'll keep going with those throughout the next year as well. I have a whole list of things to do. If there's something that you're looking for in those realms, you know, like what does it mean when, let me know, and maybe we can do energetics of for what your request is as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Definitely. All right. That's everything on my agenda. Does anyone else have anything else that they want to discuss or chat about?
I have a question about the ABMP insurance that we share at our classes.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing out on the website about covering Healing Touch for animals, but I gave him a call just to get information because one of my students Kate's in my class last week and had some questions about it, so I've never talked to him. And so I called him, and she didn't really know what was available, and that it supported anybody that had 100 credit hours of coursework. And so I just wanted to get guidance about that. And she wasn't sure about, because I think that I had always assumed that we were all students.
Yeah, so we are. We're students until you have completed level 4, and then you go into professional level. And it's an additional rider on that. So I can find out for you what exactly was it that the student needed, Kimmy.
Well, she just wanted to make sure that it was covered, and I just think that it would be a reasonable thing for me to have like a common, yep, you know, just call or go online here, and you just fill it out as a student, you know, unless you have an additional practice, you know, just something that's a frequently asked question, kind of.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, she. Well, we probably won't put it on the website because I'm not promoting. I don't know how that would work.
Well, I mean, frequently asked questions in the coordinator portal would be good.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I can call them because I know several of the people that run the organization, and they have taken our courses, and they have set it up so that we are recognized as a school, and the insurance covers horses, whereas our Healing Touch insurance does not. So the Healing Touch Program Association or Professional Association does not cover horses. It will cover dogs, but not horses. And so this is that's why I can't offer the HTPA insurance, is because of that. They will not cover race horses, but they'll cover any other horse work that we might do. So,
and I can probably put those details in the Practitioner Support Center, Kimmy, because we do promote promote ABMP in that section, and so we can certainly, you know, add a bit about that. Absolutely, good point.
Okay, good. I didn't realize that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll call her.
Yeah, we'll get the right lingo and link, et cetera. So, yeah, good. Anything else that's come up that you guys want to address?
Yes, this is Ria. Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. As you know, we've been to England promoting HTA, launching it next year over there. We've got questions how they could find anything about England, especially on the HTA website. And then I realized that it's quite hidden if you are looking for an other continent for classes out of, well, the United States. So is there a possibility, because we want to make this a huge step forward next year, teaching HTA on a new continent of Europe, that there is some kind of message or, I don't know, something on the website that states we're now launching also or offering courses in England, in the United Kingdom. So new people can
I
find it more easily. If you
sure.
if you are in the United States, then it's easier to find your way in all the states where you can find a course. But for Europe and especially England, it's more difficult down at the
sure.
bottom of all the lists.
Right. Right, understandable. So I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised when you see the new look and feel of our new website. So it will really direct people where they need to go, because it's simplified to great lengths, and I'm really excited about it, because we've got you know, people come to our website. They can quickly get an idea of what it is that we're doing, and then there's an immediate option for online classes and in-person classes. And when they click on that in-person classes, there's a new format that we're working on that will direct them, whether it's in the United States, it's in Canada, it's, you know, in Europe. So and then they'll make decisions that way. So they're kind of going to be narrowing it down that way. And then they'll also be, of course, listing by dates. Yes, there's definitely a much easier way to maneuver through our website, and clearer that we're not just in the United States for in-person classes. So,
okay,
absolutely.
Yes. But is there possible that, is it an idea that in the meantime there will be some kind of announcement, like, yeah, we're going to England, or something like that?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We can absolutely do an announcement. I don't know how, but yes. Yep.
I mean, I think on the first page there's a button that already says U.S. and international courses, and there's like a little vignette somebody wrote in, Patty H. wrote in. It might be fun to get, like, somebody from Europe with their little thing, you know, excited about having new classes, and right on that first page. I don't know, Henrietta, is that what you're thinking?
As Ria.
That,
yeah.
That and probably, like, an email announcement, sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm searching for an idea, but,
It could be both. It could be an email blast. I'm not sure if you already have an idea
who is in the database and who are from Europe and who are from the United States. I don't know. Because that was another question we already asked, that we really would like to target the European market with also some, maybe some local events we are doing or planning. And then it would be really nice if we could have more, well, more specific information of the people who do register for the newsletter or for anything for HTA, which part is from Europe, which part is from the United States, and which part is for Canada, because I think that will work a little bit more appealing to people than seeing all the classes in the United States. And, well, once a year or two, twice a year, there's a level one in Europe. So
so are you talking like...
If you have the segmentation, you can play a little bit more with that.
Right. Yeah, and I did get your email about that. And I think, Rhea and Henriette, you're referring to the pop-up that comes with the page now. And you recommended that maybe we include the country. And so I've already forwarded that to our developers, and as soon as I hear back, I assume that that would not be a problem at all. So
yeah.
It's a great idea.
And do you already have an idea of people in the database who might be from Europe, or you have no idea?
Well, yeah, of course we do. Of course.
Okay.
Yes, if they've provided us with their address, of course.
All we have to do is run a report.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's that database listing.
Yeah, okay. That are the people who already done a level one course, right?
No, they've either done a level one course or they have shown interest in our classes through that
through that
website pop up. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Good.
So, but yes, I have forwarded that request on for the upcoming website to make sure that change is
great.
Incorporated. Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Well, in the next couple of days, I have some ideas about England, so I will forward or email to you, Drea. Maybe you.
Perfect.
Can... Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes. Good. Alina will be. Is a great addition to our team as our coordinator. And
it would be nice if she would do a little video or a little testimony about how excited she is, and we can certainly put that on to help promote the European market. So,
Okay.
We welcome any of that kind of things, you guys. So all your ideas are awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, if there are there other things that have come up since we've been talking that we need to address? Okay.
No.
Well, I appreciate Drea, and I want you to all, I hope you all recognize how hard the staff works for you. And for getting for our students and getting the word out and bringing the energies together to help us run smooth classes, they really do work hard for you. And I wish we were all sitting around drinking coffee, but we're not. But I do appreciate each and every one of them. So remember to thank them when you write an email and. For all their hard work, and I am also very grateful to all of you who are on the call or who will be listening, because without your help, we could not have our courses. And I know that being a coordinator is a big job, and that you all do great with it, and I appreciate your dedication and the efforts that you extend, and we have continual ideas that keep coming in that we listen to and implement, and try to make everything easier for all of us. So keep the ideas coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for HTA and for me and for our staff as well. So thank you for that. And for our students, I was in St. Louis this weekend, and I just have to tell a little story that the facility that we were at for the equine facility was actually a government-funded, or not maybe not government-funded, not government. It is a 501c3 that cares for the horses that are in reenactments for our Civil War reenactments. And we actually met the retired general, the big general. I can't remember his title, but he was the general retired of the Northern Army, and he was amazing. And he's been he was very impressed with the level one course that was there, and that was with Kate. So Kate, you can hear. I haven't told you this story yet, but he said I was really impressed because those ladies, as they were working with that horse and they were doing magnetic clearing, they found the hip problem that the horse had, and we didn't even tell them. And he was had these great big wide eyes when he told the whole class the story. It was really cute. And so that was General Terry, Kate, if you remember. And so he was so impressed with the work that we do. So it's those people connections that the coordinators also make and that the instructors make as you're teaching that really make a difference. And we're not only helping our animals, but we're making a difference in our community. So you guys are awesome, and I appreciate it.
Okay.
And I didn't know he was a general, I guess.
Yeah, he's the big kahuna. He has all the feather plumes on his hat.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, before we go into our meditation, I just want to tell all of you, whether you're in the United States or not, happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful to know and connect with all of you on so many levels. So I wish you all a wonderful holiday. And if you need anything at all, you know how to reach me. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Okay. And I'm going to continue our vision of extending to everyone who needs to find our work as we do the meditation. So if you'll kind of see that for yourself and whatever it is that you need. And we'll work with the energy. Am I on? Yeah. You just, are you?
You're on.
Okay, good. that the energy will help to magnetize those that need to find our work and to help our animals in their healing process, as well as the people around them. So, okay, take a deep breath and come into your heart space. And as you do that, allow the energy of your soul essence at the fine pinpoint of your heart chakra to illuminate your entire body. So from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, to your fingertips. And as you allow every cell and molecule to be bathed in the soul essence of who you are, that we recognize the life path that you have taken and that you continue to step on, each step met with solid ground. And in those steps included HTA. And how that energy of our soul essence follows with everything that we do. And as we recognize the soul essence that flows through our body, allow a pooling of energy in the palms of your hands and with this energy ball in the palm of your hands, that everyone you touch, every handshake, every healing position that you place on a body, that the energy that flows through your hands to another is imprinted with that unconditional love and the purity of the soul essence that you hold. And now allow that energy light of your soul essence to encompass the energy field that surrounds and supports you, that protects you and gives you awareness outside your physical body. And allow this energy to be connected on all levels. Awareness, healing. And that as you step into another field, whether it's an animal or a person, that you make change just by your presence. And that the capabilities of doing that, because you hold that balanced energy system, is supported to all beings and our planet. And as we work with this energy of our heart again, we recognize that we can set our hara with just turning a light switch on. So allowing a tube of energy the size of your fist that goes downward through your lower chakras and deep into the earth, connecting to the core crystal that Mother Earth holds. And that this core crystal gives us all the energy that we need. Unlimited, supportive, and given to us in the amount we need at any moment. So with gratitude, allow this energy to flow into your body all the way to your heart chakra. Tube of energy, unlimited support. And then allow a tube of energy the size of your fist to go upward through your upper chakras and out the top of your head, finding your brightest star. The star has your name on it and your name only. This brightest star is also representative of God and of universe, of the energy of Source. And unlimited to us according to what we need at any moment. So allow this energy to flow into your body with gratitude imprinted. Allow this energy to flow into your body and connect at your heart. God, universe, nature, source. And as the two energies meet and greet at the heart chakra, allow a blending of these two energies. And allow that evenness of flow from the core crystal to the brightest star. And then recognize your own chakras. Your root chakra. And how it balances as you just tune into the root center. Your sacral chakra. Your solar plexus, your heart, your throat center, the brow, and your crown chakra. And as this energy flows through and your chakras are in alignment, balanced, open, and clear, that these chakras generate the energy that holds you together on the inside of your body and on the outside of your body, allowing you that energetic wholeness through your electromagnetic field that flows through your whole body, supporting physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies. Very good. And I'd like you now to notice in this front of you, 3 or 4 feet in front of you, a hara that has been set for HTA. A hara that is connected to the HTA core crystal spot and the brightest star for HTA and the program and the energy that is offered for healing of our animals and their people. And I'd like you to, from your heart, to the heart of our hara for HTA, to send a stream of energy to the center of the heart chakra there. And as we connect to this energy, we are all in a circle around the globe that supports this energy of our like minds and loving hearts and of the goals that we have to bring this work to more than just one or two people, that it is to bring this energy to our world, to our communities, to our neighborhood. And as we focus on this energy of our HTA Hara, it too has chakras of the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, brow, and crown. And that the energy of this HTA Hara has been imprinted with the energy of community, the energy of drawing those that need to know the work at a greater level. Those who have already been practicing to support and anchor who they are as an individual, but as a collective for the HTA community. And as we work with this Hara, with our heart streams connected to it, we allow the energy to be magnetized, drawing those folks who need to know about our work to us and allowing that support that they need in their lives at this moment. And to draw to our animals who need our help with their healing on all aspects. Physical, emotional, mental, to help their people with the stress levels. And then their instinctual nature as well, to be fully engaged and open and balanced, healed. And as we allow this magnetism to be drawing our animals to HTA, they will then recognize how in their own way to bring their people to us. And as we all engage in the newness of HTA and the energy, we recognize that we are stable in where we are and who we are as a business, as a philosophy, as a teaching, and as a supportive avenue to assist animals and their people in the healing process. And as we embark in our newness of our website, of our new course, of our online teachings with the energetics of series, all of those things are there to support and to help with the healing process of those involved. And as we draw those new people in, as we anchor those who have engaged already, we allow the energy of stability and strength and stabilization to be in front, in the forefront, and to allow that energy to bring to us what we need at any moment. And then as coordinators, allowing the energy of who you are, your individual personalities to shine as you offer information about HTA, and that your own private practices are enhanced because of your visibility, that the energies that you promote the program for also pay back and allow you the strength needed to move forward in your own life and what you need to do for that. And for the instructors whose hearts are pure in the energies of what they want to bring for this program and how they want to bring this energy out to support the communities and to our world, that this energy is recognized as love from the coordinators and the instructors, and that all healing takes place because of love. And when you are allowing that energy to flow through your body, as we're speaking now, connected with your heart stream to the HTA Hara, we are all connected, supported, clearly in place, stabilized, strengthened, anchored. Very good. And as we go into our holiday season, a celebration of a new birthing comes forward as we meet the new year with a lot of different things from HTA and from our own personal lives. And as we do that new birthing, we allow the welcoming of that birth, the support and the strength of the energy that is behind it, and that we will allow things to grow and flourish, supported in love, anchored with the grounding of Mother Earth, and supported by the energies of God and universe. And so with our HTA Hara connected for our holiday season and the year ending and all the new stuff that's coming forward, that we allow this energy to flow with ease and grace, with gratitude and support. And so as you focus now on your own heart, your own alignment with your Hara at the core crystal and brightest star, we allow this heart stream to remain at the HTA Hara because we cherish your support, your loving heart that is unlimited with unconditional love, and that this energy is connected because you are connected to us as well, into the bigger picture of supporting our animals and people on a global level. And so focus on your own heart chakra. Take in all the energy you need right now as support from each one of us on this call, each one of us around the world that is supporting one another, and looking forward to the newness and looking forward to our new year of 2017 as being that of our best year ever, and bringing the energies of those people to larger classes and connecting with the energies of all that is needed for healing. And as we give gratitude for this process, recognizing our own Hara is in place and chakras are in alignment, I want to thank all of you for being a part of our HTA team and your loving hearts. And I wish you all a very good holiday season, a very loving and happy holiday season. and I'm looking forward to working with you, all of you, in the new year and the excitement that is coming forward. So thanks so much for all of your support. Take a deep breath and come back into your present time. And with gratitude, I say thank you. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate all of you. And send in your testimonies and videos if you like, and we'll get them up on the website, and we'll talk to you all soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.